Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Some breaking news now on a story that we have been following for quite some time. Yes, police officers and ambulances are outside the home of Fotis Doulos in Farmington, Connecticut. That's happening right now. We're told Doulos was found unresponsive at his home. Doulos, you might remember, is charged with murdering his estranged wife, Jennifer. He was summoned to an emergency bail hearing this morning. The bail hearing came after an insurance company raised some questions about his $6 million bond. Now, that hearing was scheduled to begin right around noon, but Doulos never showed up. There was a distinct possibility that his bail could have been revoked today. Doulos and his girlfriend, Michelle Traconis, were charged last year with two counts of tampering with evidence and hindering prosecution. Jennifer Doulos' body has been missing. She's been missing since last May, and investigators have never recovered her body.
It was on the banner of every TV screen. Fotis Doulos dead. Well, he's not. He is, however, in perilous condition being treated at a Bronx hospital after attempting suicide by gassing himself with carbon monoxide in his own garage. When emergency vehicles got there, when police got there, because he was basically late for a court hearing, they looked through the window and see him slumped over the wheel and his car break in and saved his life, we think. Joining me right now, all-star panel, Jason Oceans, Bobby Chacone, Dr. Bethany Marshall, Karen Smith, and Levi Page, CrimeOnline.com investigative reporter. Levi, what happened?
So Nancy, Fotis Doulos, who's a murder suspect in his estranged wife's disappearance, tried to commit suicide by carbon monoxide poisoning. Officers conducted a welfare check, found him unresponsive in his garage. They thought he was dead. 30 minutes went by, and they finally discovered a faint pulse, and he is currently on life support in New York City. And this all happened because he had been told that there was problems with the collateral of his bond and that it could be revoked. And apparently that upset him, that he may have to go to jail. So he tried to commit suicide.
Here's the kicker. Dr. Bethany Marshall, psychoanalyst in Beverly Hills. You can find her at drbethanymarshall.com. Dr. Bethany, here's the deal. He was going to lose his bond, maybe, and have to go to jail. So he tries to kill himself. If he kills himself, we and Jennifer's children will never know what happened to her.
That's absolutely correct. So he dies with his secrets. But Nancy, do you remember that he chased Jennifer through the house? She was locked in a bedroom. He was pounding on the door. That the housekeeper reported this. This is a very angry, aggressive man. And we know that the homicidal instinct and the suicidal instinct lie side by side. In other words, somebody who's likely to kill or aggress against another person can direct all of that aggression back against the self. So I think that same ragefulness he had towards others and impulsivity and inability to regulate his emotions led to the suicidality. He did not want to face the consequences of his actions. And sadly, in trying to take his own life and the fact that he's on life support, you're absolutely correct. We may never, ever know exactly what happened to Jennifer if he does die, because I think he's in a critical state. So there's no guarantee that he's going to be able to talk after this.
Take a listen to our friends at WFSB3. This is Courtney Zeller.
Fotis Doulos was expected in court in Stanford around noontime today. She had seen a woman at his home. She had left maybe about 11:30. Then shortly after that, that's when we started noticing a few local police cars coming through here and a few officers. Then state police arrived on scene, and that's when we saw in between that time that there was a man laying on the ground. They were performing CPR for at least 15 minutes. And then they started putting up those tents. That woman returned. We saw her in video that we captured, and she was running in the back of the house where this was all unfolding, where police were doing CPR. They had the man on the ground, and we witnessed that firsthand. But if you are just joining us, we are hearing from multiple sources that Fotis Doulos has been pronounced dead.
But he wasn't. Straight out to Jason Oceans, New York defense attorney, but practices all over the country. Jason, in a nutshell, explain to me why his bond most likely would have been revoked, and he just couldn't take being behind bars, apparently.
Well, Nancy, you know, if you're looking at, you know, sort of profiling the type of person that he is, always in control, you know, that type of hard-charging individual for the good or the bad. And I think, as you said, he saw that that surety crumbling a bit with some of the assets that were put up for that, and he took control. If he was going to be incarcerated, then this was his decision, so that no one was going to get him. He was going to get himself, and this was his methodology of doing it. So,
Jason, please just stop. His wife is dead. Massive amounts of blood found on her bra, her shirt, all over the garage. Ugh. And now he faces the prospect of potentially getting his bail revoked. You know, it's one thing to pick on somebody weaker or less cunning than you, but then when the tables are turned, mm-mm. Bobby Chacon, former Special Agent FBI, star of Facebook Watch series Curse of Akakor. What do you think?
Well, I've come across guys like this before, these supreme narcissists who just can't stand to lose control, and they have to dominate and bully everybody in their lives. And we saw the supreme bullying ultimately that probably ended in his wife's death at his hands. And he just can't stand to be under the control of anybody else. He wasn't going to go to jail where someone was going to tell him when to go to sleep, when to wake up, what to eat, when to eat. So I think that this guy is one of those bullies that's so narcissistic that he looked at a life that where he wasn't in control and couldn't assert his own power and dominance over other people, that he could not picture himself in that life. And that narcissistic tendency is so powerful within them, it's actually worth taking his own life rather than to submit to that kind of life.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you murder your wife. Oops, allegedly murder your wife. Karen Smith, joining me from L.A., forensics expert, lecturer, University of Florida, and host of Shattered Souls podcast. Karen, what can we learn now? And this absolutely will come in front of a jury if it ever goes to trial.
Absolutely it will, if he's able to stand trial at this point. You know, he's in critical condition from carbon monoxide poisoning, Nancy. That will kill you in minutes. The fact that the paramedics and rescue got there so quickly is, yes, it's a good thing. Hopefully he can recover from this. But here's the problem. Carbon monoxide binds to the hemoglobin in blood 200 times more efficiently than oxygen does. That quickly will take over your brain. You'll lose consciousness, and that can cause memory loss, confusion. I don't know if this guy is ever going to be the same and able to give any information if he does, in fact, recover from doing this to himself.
And last to you, Dr. Bethany Marshall, psychoanalyst out of Beverly Hills. You can find her at drbethanymarshall.com. What will this mean for the children? If Fotis Doulos is never tried because of the damage done to his body, if he lives, we'll never know what happened to Jennifer, and they won't have a dad as well.
Nancy, even if he was behind bars and they knew where their dad was, alive, safe here on Earth, that would be an attachment that would sustain them throughout their lives. Even if their dad's a monster or homicidal, these are very little kids. They still need their father. So they've had the death of their mother, now potentially the death of their father. These two children are orphans. Later on, they'll want to know what happened, but right now they just need their dad alive, comforting, present, able to hold them. And that's the biggest tragedy, is that they will not have him in any kind of a good shape in order to connect with them, if alive at all.
And they'll never know the truth of what happened. We know Doulos in the Jacoby Medical Center, they worked on him for 30 straight minutes before he was airlifted. We wait as justice unfolds. Nancy Grace, Crime Story, signing off. Goodbye, friend.